know what's funny? The national media is funny. In many ways. Let me give you an example. The headline, John Bolton, willing to defy the White House and testify in impeachment inquiry. Well, you know, that sounds like it's John Bolton's ready to come, you know, and sharpen his knife and bury it in the back of the president. And then you read the story, and it's actually significantly different because the headline changes something that is important. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton is willing to defy the White House and testify in the House impeachment inquiry about his alarm at the Ukraine pressure campaign if a federal court clears the way. Did you catch that part? If a federal court says it's okay. You see, here's what John Bolton did. He did what some other folks did. He said, I'm not going to do this unless the court says it's okay. So it's not that he's willing to defy anybody. He's been subpoenaed by, well, he hasn't been subpoenaed, but there's a consideration of a subpoena coming from Adam Schiff and company. And the White House says, we think that it's improper for you to testify. And John Bolton's simply saying, well, whatever the court decides, I'll do. He's not defying the White House. The headlines are completely misleading. I know you find that shocking. Bolton will do what the court says he should do. Joining me now, Congressman Tim Walberg, Michigan 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you, and it's still a great country, even though we've got a coup that's attempting to take place in grand Soviet style, but I guess we have to weather it.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you really believe that? You describe it as a coup. Many people have for some time, but a lot of folks steered clear of that word for a period of time, but now you look at Eric Ciaramella, the alleged whistleblower that everybody knows who it is. They're like, you can't use his name. Why not? Everybody else has. You know, Donald Trump Jr. tweets his name out. Oh, he unmasked the whistleblower. No, Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Investigations did that a couple of weeks ago, saying this is the guy. And there's no statutory protection for him to remain anonymous at all, is there?
No, there really isn't. And this guy was in a position in the government, is not in that same position. The guy who has been now shown to be one who was a strong partisan and part of an effort that before Donald Trump was even installed and inaugurated as president had plans on bringing this impeachment to pass. So I think we have to be very clear now that this is not a normal impeachment. This isn't done for purposes that impeachment is used for, that being high crimes and misdemeanors. This is because they will not accept the people and their vote back in 2016 for this president, and they will not follow the constitutional plan for what elections are all about. So I think as things go along, you and I have both seen that as they put one more charge up against the president, and he says, no way. I mean, it didn't happen. And ultimately, we find out with Mueller, no obstruction, no obstruction. It'll be the same with this, but it takes our country through a terrible time. Steve, I've got a lot of stuff along with my colleagues that we want to get done, that people asked us to do. And in fact, my Democrat colleagues promised they would do in the reforming health care, dealing with prescription drug costs and reducing those. The economy's going strong, but the vision that the Democrats are producing here is hurting our country.
Well, I agree with that. You know, in here, I look at what's going on, and the media is completely dishonest in so many aspects. I just talked about that headline. Let me give you another one. How the big shock of Kentucky and Matt Bevin has not won the governorship. Anybody can read, right? Everybody's got this thing in their hand called a smartphone. And if anybody bothered or cared to look, you would find that not in Kentucky's history has there ever been a two-term Republican governor, ever. Secondly, Matt Bevin was only the third Republican to be governor in Kentucky since 1940, the third guy since 1940. And the two before him were single-term governors. He may be a single-term governor. And every place else across Kentucky, Republicans won big. Matt Bevin's not popular. In Pennsylvania, all the headlines were about Philadelphia flips for the first time since Civil War. But all around Pittsburgh, a bunch of formerly Democratic enclaves went red, became Republican. But they don't tell you about any of that. In fact, more districts flipped for Republicans in Pennsylvania, a couple of nights ago than the other way around. Honesty is important.
And they don't tell you about the partisan Supreme Courts in Pennsylvania and in Virginia that rewrote the districts in such a way
Correct.
That made Republican districts now Democrat districts. And so even with that, Republicans are still winning. The issue is what the people want, and the fact of the matter is what we've seen go on relative to this impeachment is pure, unadulterated. We will not accept the people's will. We'll do what we want to do.
So let me ask you something. As we look at this, and honestly, as we look at the Ukraine phone call, that whole narrative is also falling apart, because the other thing we know about Eric Caramella is that he is connected to the Steele dossier. He may have been involved in creating the Steele dossier that started the first impeachment effort that turned into the Mueller investigation and so forth. He's connected to all of this. And he's buddies with Joe Biden, went back and forth to Ukraine on Air Force Two at least a couple of times, was invited to high-profile state dinners with Joe Biden, was this Eric Caramella, who's apparently he's a low-level bureaucrat, but somehow this guy was at all the fancy dinners. He was on Air Force Two. He is, I believe, Charlie is the insurance policy. Your thought.
And he has no first-hand information.
Right, nothing.
This is a setup. And when you actually read at the middle of the articles that are talking about the various witnesses that have been heard right now, going back Volker and others, you find out that none of them say that the president has actually done an impeachable offense.
That's correct.
They say maybe the tone was questionable. They were concerned about that. But none of them have said he did anything illegal. And so you go back to the president's original statement.
I think it's safe to say all of us, you and me included, Congressman, have been concerned about the president's tone once or twice. I think that's safe. Doesn't make it impeachable. The president's tone on occasion can turn people off.
But if he hasn't done anything illegal, then you have to look at the bigger picture.
Exactly.
What about the policy? The policy is working. This country is stronger. This country has a better economy. This country has more jobs than people to fill them. This country has the opportunity for all of our ethnic groups, and especially thinking of the historic proportions of low unemployment for African-American, Asian, Hispanic, and, oh, by the way, the best for women in the past 75 years. What's wrong with that? And two Supreme Court justices that believe the Constitution and a bunch of federal judges that are going to believe that you do the right thing according to law and Constitution, and America works.
That's right. 159 judges and counting. A programming note for everybody, by the way. We have been invited by the White House to travel to D.C. here in a couple of weeks, and we'll do that. We'll be sitting down with a number of the cabinet members and others. Maybe we'll get a chance to catch up with you as well, Congressman. We'll be in town here in a couple of weeks. We'll send you a note on that. Love to see if that's possible.
Well, we look forward to that, because I always want to be around those that are climbers and moving up in the world.
Thank you so much. Congressman Tim Walberg, always appreciate you being here. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.
There you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg on the program. Quick break, and then some more of your letters and the dumbest thing you've heard all week. We'll review that as well on the Steve Gruber Show.
First opened about 10 years ago, we were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.